This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat. And put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is a radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I am absolutely sure and assured that you are an exceptional American. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. As usual, 24/7, 365 news cycle, and you're riding it. Spinning. See, I get this visual of everybody spinning as they're listening to the radio show because there's so much going on. The news cycle, and you're on it. Anyway, visit our website, a21r.com. That's for agenda21radio.com and also newcaliforniastate.com, State of the Future, coming up to its third, are you ready for this, third constitutional convention. And there's going to be a lot of things happening. I guess you would say it's a big, big event that's going to be happening, and we're more than happy to bring it to you. It's going to be in Roseville, California. Last one was down in Southern California in Irvine, and we're going to be doing it in Roseville this time. Darn, if it isn't going to be a big show, it'll be a great show. And not just a show, but also a lot of work being done for a lot of different things, and we'll talk about that. I think we're probably tomorrow we'll be talking more about it than ever before. We're going to be talking to some people here on Agenda 21 Radio about what's going on with New California. So anyway, lots of things happening, and what is going on with the president? We still got California in the news. We got the border in the news. We got the president walking out in the news, of course. The guy who called Rush Limbaugh, we're going to be bringing you that one. And it's government shutdown week, getting into week four. Wow. It's not going to end. And in my opinion, what I said before, I think that we're definitely going to go to a national crisis here. I think it's going to be escalated. It's clear that you know, there's a lot of people, as we were playing yesterday, from the Alex Jones show, Stuart Rhodes, who is Oath Keepers, does a fantastic job. Some people have called his credibility into question at times, which I don't understand. I've had him on the show a couple times. I think he has a tough job and he's got to do it, and people sometimes don't like it. Gee, I don't know anything about that. Anyway, he came out with, I think, a fantastic statement yesterday. Let's play it, because this points to this whole thing about the border wall, about the illegal aliens, about the whole big issue that is an absolute crisis point right now in our nation's history. You know, everybody has kicked this whole thing down the road about illegal aliens. And I'm going to bring this back out, because I started talking about this the other day about my experiences as a 12-year-old picking oranges in Orange, California, Olive Heights Citrus Association. That's what one of my first jobs. Well, paperboy, and then that, paperboy, there you go. I was throwing papers with my brother on the back of his bicycle. What a scene that was. You wouldn't believe where we've thrown papers on our little paper route, you know. Anyway, so yeah, and then collecting. I don't want to get into that. But I was lamenting the other day about the Becerra program. So we need to study the Becerra program. So you get kind of a drift, because the Becerra program really affected everybody down south. And then there's a whole bunch of things that happened after. This was after World War II. And then Eisenhower, he rounded up the usual suspects, sent people back and deported. We've had this big history kind of going on at the border that nobody knows about. It's kind of like California history or U.S. history or teaching about the Constitution of the United States. Go figure. Where's that going on right now in our schools, right? Stop teaching about the Constitution. I was in there, and I demanded that people teach the Constitution, at least in the schools that I did. But long gone, excuse me, I had to do that Agenda 21 coffee business. Gosh. Long gone is teaching of the Constitution in a lot of schools. And, you know, you get teachers or school districts and states that signed up for Common Core, the so-called Race to the Top grant that guaranteed that you give up your constitutional rights, your 10th Amendment constitutional rights to the federal government for education. That's what Race to the Top did. Just so you can apply for a grant. That's how desperate states were for money. See, they figured out if you could starve the states for money, you can control them, the federal government did, during the Obama administration, and they did that for education. Common Core was part of that. So in the Common Core miasma, they just dropped it, the whole thing about Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, and that silly, silly notion that you have God-given rights, inalienable rights, I might add. Right? Get it? Anyway, that's where this all comes from. So the Becerra program was an interesting program. We'll talk a little bit about that, I think, in the third hour. And anyway, but getting back to this whole thing about what's going on at the border, the president is going to make his trip down to the border. I'm going to check out the time frame. He is going to be making his trip down to the border to Texas a little bit later, I guess this afternoon, this evening. And he's going to check it out for himself. And as you may or may not have heard, that the stoic ones, Nancy and Chuck, Chucky and Nancy, showed up at the White House yesterday. It was a very, very brief exchange. And Chucky Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, who are trying to sink this notion into everybody's head that it is a manufactured crisis. I find it interesting that the chief architects of manufacturing crises over the last 10, 12 years, and even longer than that, Saul Alinsky, anybody? Rahm Emanuel, don't let a good crisis go to waste. The masters of crisis manufacturing calls the president a manufacturer of a crisis, and that the border crisis is his manufacturing of a border crisis. Are you kidding me? I mean, and this is the absurdity, part of the absurdity, in which these people are going. This has always been a crisis. It has never been a solved crisis. And what's happening right now is the President of the United States is stepping up to make it a solved crisis. Crisis solved. This guy fixes problems. And one of the ways in which you solve the crisis is, what do you do? What do you do to solve the crisis? You solve the crisis. You find a way to do it. And in his way, he said, build a wall. Build that wall. All you need to do, if you're in the, go to the southern border and check out where there are walls. I like the one, San Ysidro to Otay Mesa. I give that example all the time. I've been down there, seen it. It works. All these people that have started up businesses and built new homes now against the border use that property down there because they're safe. Hello? You have all these illegals running through your property. That's solving a problem. Yet Nancy Pelosi, we just want to yell and scream and bitch and moan that we don't have a problem to solve here that's not manufactured by Donald Trump. He's created the problem of the shutdown. Well, I guarantee you that as this goes forward, as we get further and further and further into the miasma, if you will, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck E. Schumer are going to, well, sort of slither on back into the shadows of their confines in the Senate and in the House. Even though that she's the Speaker of the House. Maybe not for long. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, I'm going to play this again because it's so darn good. Just so darn good. It really is. It's just so darn good. So this is what we're... Let's see if we get this going here. Here we go. Uh-huh. You can hear that. Yeah, this is the other day. This is the other day. This is Monday. Monday? The 7th, the 8th, 9th. This is Ben Berquam warming up. Everybody's wondering what's going on. Lots of courage here by Ben. You can probably hear the background. It's just a little bit going on. He's stepping up. He's about to do something that's very historic. Here we go. So that what they're doing is they're kind of getting ready to give Gavin Newsom his oath of office, and Ben Berquam sitting in the press area of the tent, because remember, the public was excluded from this. Here we go. Watch, listen to what happens here. Big moment in world history, and I'll explain it. Here we go.
I object! I object! You have no right to swear an oath to a constitution you've already broken. Corporal Ron L. Singh's blood is on your hands. Corporal Ron L. Singh's blood is on your hands. Shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on you. Fight Sanctuary State. Stand up, America. Shame on you, Gavin. Shame on you. He has no right to swear an oath to a constitution he's already broken. The only thing the officer should be doing here is reading his Miranda rights, sir.
Okay, so... interrupting the inauguration of Gavin Newsom. We're still reverberating from all this. Ben Berquam yesterday, or 2 days ago. Big problem. I think this is foretelling the truth out there. The future, I mean. The significance of this, what happened here. It cannot go unnoticed. Here you have Mr. Berquam sitting in the back. He's got an ice hat on. He's got a Trump shirt on, t-shirt on, with a sport coat. I might add. He's contemplating what is going on. The picture you see him, he's adjusting the cross, the Christian cross on his lapel of his jacket. He points to the heavens, says a quick prayer, and then stands up, walks forward and starts saying, well, making the point that he objects to the swearing in of Gavin Newsom, who's already violated his oath the first time he took the oath, but of course as governor and lieutenant governor, as mayor of San Francisco and lieutenant governor, for the last 8 years, right? Sort of being groomed to be the next governor of California. And now here he is. Of course, the election system was completely gamed. We know that in California. Completely gamed. But, you know, in the larger context of this, what just happened there? I don't think people understand the historical significance of what Mr. Berquam did. I really don't. Mr. Berquam is a Protestant. He's a Protestant. Now we're getting dicey. He's a Christian Protestant. There's a significance to that, of course. That's why he's wearing the cross. But the other part of this is that Gavin Newsom is a Jesuit. Oh. Now, some of you who know your history and know where I'm going with this might understand that the largest state in the union of states in the United States of America, California, with 39 million people, and in between, we don't know, it's some are coming, some are going. But around that number, the biggest state in the union, economically, in and of itself, has a guy who's a Jesuit as a governor. The Pope is a Jesuit. Jerry Brown was a Jesuit. You look at the lineage of governors in California, Jesuits and Catholics. And I object, rings out from a Protestant, a Protestant, in the middle of the inauguration, just before he's putting his hands on the so-called Bible. At least we haven't lost that, right? Maybe you don't understand the significance of that. He's adjusting his cross. He's getting his camera ready because he wants to record all this, which is exactly, it was excellent. This was his recording, and he immediately put it on Facebook and other places so that they wouldn't delete it off of Facebook. He put it on YouTube and all this other stuff. It was being broadcast live. I saw it live, actually. I was like, yeah, go. So, Martin Luther was the world's first Protestant. And who was he objecting to? The Catholic Church. He put the tablets, the so-called thesis tablets, up on the door in Wittenberg, Germany. Been there, seen it. And it reformed Christianity. Yes, it was the mark of the Reformation by Martin Luther. And so you had this singular event that broke out, and history was made. It's one of these moments when it's hard to capture. It's hard to understand this, because most people don't understand the significance of Martin Luther, which, by the way, 500 years ago, 501 years ago, Martin Luther, in fact, it was on All Hallows' Eve, in 1517, get my years right, 1517, 500 years ago, now it's been 501 plus, that he stood up and put those tablets, put the tablets with the theses on the door and changed Christianity altogether and really shook the foundations of the Catholic Church. That was the significance as it relates to today and what Ben Berquam did. Just as monumental as what happened in 1517. I find it interesting. Yet no one seems to understand the significance of what just happened with Ben Berquam. Is adjusting the cross on his lapel, is gathering energy by, well, gathering himself and then praying. And he protests the inauguration of the Jesuit. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, so we'll get back to the significance of Ben Berkholm. Trump to the border. Trump to the border. Earth to Nancy. Sorry, I've got to make myself some significant notes here. All right. Oh, let's see. A steel prototype of border wall sawed through. That won't work. Fertility rate of whites plummets below limit needed to maintain population. Right. Okay. Will Obama run? Oh yeah, I'm sure they want to. The runner, they will run her. Okay. The other thing. Just a little thing. Amazon dime. Billionaire divorce. $140 billion divorce. Most expensive in history. No prenup. Okay. So this is what we see here so far. I'm going to run down a couple of these little articles. Trump heads to border as shutdown intensifies and talks collapse. Storms out of meeting with Dems. Emergency declaration for wall test Republicans. And shutdown bites harder. Okay, I'm gonna, so the talks yesterday, amongst a lot of consternation, breaks down. Now, this is, what is this from? Where is this place? Oh, it's from Bloomberg. All right, so Bloomberg. Trump heads to border as shutdown intensifies, talks collapse. Sure, why not? Donald Trump's decision to bid bye-bye to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and storm out of people are this is they're couching it here as he storms out. And of course, who are they listening to? They say he storms out is Chuck E. Schumer, right? Brought relations between the president and Democrats to a new low just as the impact of the nearly three-week government shutdown was set to intensify. The breakdown came just 2 days after some 800,000 federal employees will miss their paychecks, spreading financial pain to families across the country. Far from a compromise to end the standoff, Trump heads to the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas on Thursday to rally support for building a wall, the central issue of his standoff. Trump may bolster his base with a trip to the border, but he's unlikely to sway the Democrats he needs to secure the $5.7 billion to build the wall, a key campaign promise. While the president has so far kept most Republican lawmakers from defecting, that is being tested as the fallout from the shutdown becomes more tangible. Senator Lisa Murkowski, an Alaskan Republican, said Wednesday that a group of senators were meeting to see if they could come up with a constructive ideas to end the spreading impasse. She didn't elaborate, but said we're going to continue the conversations and we'll see where they go. Okay. Senator Mike Rounds, a Republican from South Dakota, told Bloomberg Television on Thursday that an emergency declaration might be the swiftest course Trump could take to end the shutdown. Rounds said Trump left that option on the table during a meeting with senators Wednesday. If he were to declare that national emergency and then assume he could move funds around for that purpose, there would be no reason to keep government shut down, he said. Democratic leaders, meanwhile, said they won't negotiate until the president reopens government, a strategy backed by most Democrats, including Representative Vicente Gonzalez, whose district includes McAllen, Texas, an area Trump will visit Thursday. Gonzalez said Trump's message of danger at the border doesn't really resonate with his constituents, who know that violence there is at a three-year decade low. Really? And how's the violence in the rest of the country? I guess we need to ask Rinelle Singh that question, huh? Oh, I'm sorry, he's not here? He's not here to answer that question. Okay, how about his wife and child, 5 months old? I know who the Dems should really ask. Is Rinelle's dog. If they don't get bit by him. Just a little thought. Violence there is at a three-year decade low. I don't think that anything you tell him or show him will change his mind from the position he's taken from his campaign, he said. But people in McAllen are pretty friendly. I think he'll be well received. I bet he will be. Time for coffee. Yikes, that is really good. It just gets better. I don't know what's going on. The flick of the wrist to get the coffee in the filter, I don't know. The grinder maybe. How long you do the grind on the grounds? I think maybe that's what makes it so exquisite. Hope for a breakthrough anytime soon? I don't think so. The discord highlighted the prospect that Trump would try to end the impasse by invoking emergency powers in an unprecedented bid to circumvent Congress and fund construction of the border wall. Just hours before the meeting, Trump told reporters he may go that route if he was unable to work out a deal with Democrats. Well, the Democrats weren't talking. He says, I have the absolute right to do national emergency if I want, he said. My threshold will be if I can make a deal with people that are unreasonable. One signal the president could be leaning towards such a decision is that White House counsel Pat Cipollone will accompany him on the trip to Texas. Political Reporter reported, Cipollone, who came to the White House late last year, has been a part of the team evaluating the possible emergency declaration as well as other efforts to blunt the impact of the shutdown and scour government budgets for money that could be applied toward wall construction. But Democrats have vowed to challenge any such plan in federal court. At the same time, some Republicans on Capitol Hill and members of the Trump administration have worried it would set a dangerous precedent in future appropriations battle. Vice President Mike Pence told reporters that while Trump believes he has the authority to do that, he remained hopeful that lawmakers could strike a deal. So the big question is he going to strike a deal? I don't know. I do not know if he's going to strike a deal. We'd love it if he did strike a deal. But we don't know if that's the case.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate you being here. Hasn't been so long, late last night. And we're having some very good times in our country. We're doing very well, except for the border. The border is a big problem. It's a very dangerous problem. And so I can talk all about the job numbers and how well we're doing on the economy. The stock market's up. I guess now we're over 30% since the election. So many good things are happening, but we have to take care of the border. And we're all working together. I really believe the Democrats and the Republicans are working together. I think that something will happen, I hope. Otherwise, we'll go about it in a different manner. And I don't think we'll have to do that, but you never know. In a few moments, I'll sign legislation continuing my administration's extensive efforts to combat the scourge of human trafficking. I spoke about it last night, human trafficking. It really hits a nerve. We're talking about, in many cases, women and children grabbed, thrown into the backseat of a car or thrown into a van with no windows, with no any form of air, tape put across their mouths and they're brought across the border. And they don't go through checkpoints. They go through the emptiest spot they can find, with no walls, with no fences. I want to thank Vice President Pence.
We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Economy, the stock market's up. I guess now we're over 30% since the election. So many good things are happening, but we have to take care of the border. And we're all working together. I really believe the Democrats and the Republicans are working together. I think that something will happen, I hope. Otherwise, we'll go about it in a different manner. And I don't think we'll have to do that, but you never know. In a few moments, I'll sign legislation continuing my administration.
Let me stop right here because, you know, this is what we're talking about in the Bloomberg article. He's going to go about it in a different manner. Now, right now, he's going to sign legislation. This is legislation. So apparently, you know, both parties had to get together, or just left over from last time, about human trafficking, anti-human trafficking legislation.
It's extensive efforts to combat the scourge of human trafficking. I spoke about it last night. Human trafficking. It really hits a nerve. We're talking about, in many cases, women and children grabbed, thrown into the backseat of a car or thrown into a van with no windows, with no any form of air, tape put across their mouths, and they're brought across the border. And they don't go through checkpoints. They go through the emptiest spot they can find, with no walls, with no fences. I want to thank Vice President Pence, who's here, Secretary Nielsen, Acting Attorney General Whitaker, Secretary Azar, a woman known as Ivanka Trump. She's a great one. Where is Ivanka? Good. Hi, Ivanka. She's worked very hard on this. This is very close to her heart. Deputy Secretary Sullivan, Administrator Green, Acting Director Vitello, Assistant Secretary Johnson, and Ambassador Richmond for being here today. It's a group of people that has really, really worked, and they worked hard. I also want to recognize a great friend of mine, a man who's done so well and so popular in the state of Ohio, Rob Portman. Where's Rob? Great job, Rob. Appreciate it. And Senator Chris Coons, who on occasion we disagree, but I actually like him. We pray together, right? So that's a good step. Representatives Michael McCall, my friend, Susan Brooks, Ann Wagner, and Chris Smith. I signed Representative Smith's anti-trafficking bill yesterday. That was just signed, and I want to thank you very much. You worked hard on it. We all worked hard on it. Anti-trafficking, you know, just so we understand, human trafficking now is bigger worldwide. This is not a U.S. situation. This is a world situation. Because of the Internet, far worse than it ever has been. You would think that was an ancient form of criminality.
An ancient form of criminality. And what he's saying is what I've been saying. It's the trafficking in human flesh and slavery. And the Internet has made it all so simple to do, an ancient form of criminality.
It's not. It's a very modern-day form. And because of the Internet, what they do with the Internet, how they find people through the Internet, is disgraceful. We're also honored to be joined by many from law enforcement.
Excuse me. Where's Nancy Pelosi in this? Well, she supports this. She supports human trafficking and all the things that go along with it. She's a slave trader. She's a slave trader. These are modern-day slave trading techniques. And Nancy Pelosi supports slavery. You cannot deny it. She does. And so does Chuck E. Schumer. Their inactions at the border are obvious. By the way, and you know, we've got tons of things. We could play the clips and the files of them talking about strengthening the border, building a wall. Yet they're more comfortable slave trading.
Fight this heinous crime every single day. Finally, I want to thank the inspiring advocates and survivors. And we have numerous of them with us, and maybe they'll say a few words. My administration has made the fight against human trafficking one of the highest priorities. Today's bill marks the fourth robust piece of bipartisan legislation, and it is bipartisan, I have to tell you. The Democrats have been great, that I've signed. In just the last few weeks, we have a couple of others here that are already signed, having to do with the same situation. A little different, but all related. And it's just over the last couple of weeks that we've signed this. It's been a very strong priority, but it's not easy getting everyone together. But this was, Chris, I would say about as easy as it gets, because this is a problem that there is no definition of the other side. There's only one side. So I want to thank Democrats for helping us out with this one. But still much work remains. We cannot defeat the menace of international human trafficking if we do not secure our border. They're bringing them through the border. That's where they're coming from in this part of the world. All over the world, but in this part of the world, they're bringing them through the border. They're driving in, and they're not going through checkpoints, because you can't have four or five people sitting in the back of a car with tape over your mouth and your hands tied and go through somebody that's checking out your car or your van. Unsecure borders allow traffickers clear passage to transport their victims. And into the United States is very easy to come. All you do is drive 20 miles one way or the other, and you'll find an open spot where there's no protection. And then you'll go hundreds of miles where you'll see pure open spots. In fiscal year 2018, ICE made more than 1,500 human trafficking arrests, mostly sex trafficking. I'd like to ask Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker and Assistant Attorney General Eric Greiband to say a few words about the recent case that dismantled a Mexican sex trafficking organization that was brutal, that operated in the United States and horrendously abused young women from Latin America. A brutal, brutal situation. Could I ask Matt to say a few words?
Thank you, Mr. President. I agree with you. Human trafficking is a scourge on humanity internationally and here in the United States, and it's something the Department of Justice is absolutely committed to ending, and something for which we have leadership in the federal government and across the country in law enforcement to do all we can to prevent these horrific cases from happening.
All trafficking, it happens. It absolutely happens. It's not a panacea. Nancy and Chuck.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gresham and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Going to close out this hour. Lots of things going on, of course, here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. For all of your information that you need to attend the convention. Excuse me. Coming up on January 26th, definitely want to attend the convention. There's going to be a lot of things happening in the next several weeks leading up to what we're going to be doing there at the convention. So I'm pretty excited, and you should be too. Anyway, it's going to change the face of what this country is doing. There's absolutely absolutely amazing things happening. Okay, so anyway, we got the people calling Trump crazy. Crazy like a fox, I think. The president is going to go down to the border and check it out for himself and listen to people. And then I think he's going to come back and make a decision about what he's going to do about this impasse in government. I think he's going to make the decision to call a national emergency. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.